recorder's been hitted, hidden, hit, hitted, hit. What's the past tense of hit? Hitted?
I smacked the
hitted, by the way, what you just said. That's a good sound test. Oh, geez, that's loud. Wrong button. Hey, everybody, welcome to Just Be Cousins. I'm Jason Mark, and with me is Joe Neal. And this is a podcast, and you are listening to it. And if you're not listening to it, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know how to tell you, frankly. This is the best podcast in the world. It's been voted the best by Podcast Weekly 122 weeks in a row, which is pretty amazing since we've only been doing this for about, what, Joe, 3 weeks? And yet, here we are. We've also been awarded the Maltese Cross, as well as the Maltese Taco. And actually, every Maltese award that a show can get, we've actually gotten here on JBC. We're that good. And you're listening to us. So welcome to the show that Consumer Reports called amazing. All right, I'm really not very good at lying, and that's what today's show is about, Joe. It's about lying. So let's lie.
You mean we didn't win all of the Maltese podcast awards?
Not the Maltese.
I was getting all excited about how well we're doing.
Here, I'm going to tell you the truth about something, but it's going to sound like a lie. You ready?
I think so.
Okay. I've never had consensual sex with a goat. Huh? What do you think?
Wait, that was true or it
wasn't? True. That's true. But it doesn't. Oh, okay. But it's misleading. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. That sentence was like a red herring. It sent me down one path.
Yeah. Using emphasis is one way. I watched a TED Talk on lying. It was like the TED Talk was, excuse me, how to detect a lie. And for me, it was more like how to lie better. That's what I took from it. How to be a better liar. How to lie more effectively. Joe, do you lie?
Wait, I want to try the technique that you just tried.
Okay.
So it's warmest cock in the world.
Wait a minute. All I heard was warmest.
Oh, did Skype fuck me up?
I think Skype fucked you up. Try it again.
Well, my penis isn't the most enormous one in the whole world.
That's true, and I don't know what I'm supposed to think.
Okay, so I didn't lie. I'm not a very good liar either.
Okay, no, that's fine. No, that's probably a good thing. I wanted to ask you, because we're going to talk about lies, and I don't know where we're going to go with this, but I bought a new car today, and I'm pretty sure that the guy who sold it to me told me like 18 lies, but I bought the car anyway. Now, that TED Talk I watched said that lying is a cooperative event, like when a person lies, another person cooperates. Otherwise, it's not a lie. You say no, it does not have, it does not get 48 miles to gallon. What are you talking about? So, is it my fault that I bought the car anyway, or is it? I mean, did I help? Did I justify the lie?
Because you bought the car.
I didn't buy a car. That was a lie. I completely made it up. So, another way I like to lie is like throw it in real quick and then just keep on going. Which is very, very effective. The mayor of Seattle, who was sitting next to me at dinner 3 weeks ago, said that that's how she lies, too.
You're on a first-name basis with the mayor of
Seattle, of Texas? City? Well, because it's my wife. My wife is the mayor, so.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is a lie. My wife's not a mayor. Never been a mayor of anything. Nor did I sit next to the mayor of Seattle, Texas at dinner. I didn't even eat dinner 3 weeks ago. Okay, I did. That was another lie. See, just the lies, they just tangle up. And I want to ask you, you are a Taco Bell manager. Have you ever, in your profession, come across what they call a pathological liar?
I have, actually. In fact, he recorded some stuff. I came up with a game that we're going to play.
Yeah.
And I met this pathological liar, and I realized that I could use him to create a trivia game for you to play.
Okay.
And we'll do that later. But yeah, he's a pathological liar. I couldn't figure out what was what was true and what wasn't. Some of the things he was saying were clearly just whoppers. Like, there's no fucking way what he was telling me was true. And some of it was just seemed simple, but then he had lied so many times that I didn't even know if the just normal sounding shit that was coming out of his mouth was true either. So mm-hmm. it confused me completely. I wanted to just get away from the guy, but then I realized I could use him as kind of material okay. for our show.
So,
especially because, hey, we're doing a lying show this week. It was not perfect. It was
actually
a coincidence.
Sorry, I lied about that too. Today's show is actually going to be about peacocks, peppercorns, and peacocks. I wanted to see if your spit shield works as good as you and your dad say it does, so I was going to change the subject to something with a lot of P's in it, so you have to say a lot of P words so to see if you could pop your P's. So we're not going to talk about lies. We're going to talk about... See, that's not even a lie, because you know that I'm not doing that. I looked up lying on Wikipedia. There's a lot of ways to lie, dude.
But I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. If you told me a lie and I don't cooperate with it, it's not a lie?
Well, it is. It's just that, you know...
It's not a successful lie. It doesn't get... It's a lie with no traction. It just kind of dissipates into nothingness.
Well, what this lady was trying to get at was that, I think anyway, I don't put any words in her mouth, but like if somebody tells you a lie, and all things being equal, most of the time when a person lies, the other person believes them because the context within which they are speaking, the lie is appropriate, right? Like if you say to me, "Does these jeans make my ass look big?" and I say, "Yes," no, that's a lie because you have a very small ass, right? But within the context of what we're speaking, you were ready to believe it anyway, right? You asked the question in good faith, and I gave you the answer you wanted to hear. Now, it's not always that cut and dried, but for the most part, when people lie and another person believes them, if you find out later, "Oh, he lied to me," you have to take some of the blame, except that it's not blame so much you're taking as much just recognize your participation in it. And it's not like you can say, "Oh, well, it's my fault too." That's not what I mean by taking the blame. What I mean to say is it's that there was a conversation going on, and the only way to not be lied to is to never. None of that was correct, what I just said. And it wasn't because I was lying. I just was trying to explain it, and it didn't work at all. So let me start over.
Yeah, I want to understand this concept.
Okay, I'm going to take a completely different tack on it. Everyone who wants something can be lied to. Or rather, anyone who wants something can be lied to. If there's something you want and you don't have, you can be lied to. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
And so if someone lies to you and you believe it and you find out later that you were lied to, if you want to say that you're guilty of something, you're guilty of coveting. I don't know.
Well, you're saying that it makes a lie easier to land if you really wanted it. Like you really wanted that untruth to be true, so you just accepted it with open arms. And that kind of makes you complicit. Is that what you're saying?
Sort of, yeah.
In the lie.
But I do want to back away from accusing people who believe lies of being guilty of something. I mean, I am saying that, but I don't want it to be like, "Oh, yeah, your husband cheated on you, but it's kind of your fault." No, that's not what I'm getting at. Not at all.
Yeah.
But I think we all lie, and we all accept lies. Even more importantly, we accept lies because we just don't want the uncomfortableness of the truth. You know, if someone says, you go to a Trump supporter and say, "Hey, your boy is killing people," like, they don't want that to be true, because then it means they were wrong all this time, and so they won't believe you. They think that you are lying. Wait a minute, now I'm backwards, because now I'm talking about people not believing the truth, which isn't the same as believing a lie.
Yeah, you know? But it's still you know what, there. Though? That's relevant, because people will think that the truth is a lie because of what they want the truth to be.
People will
accept lies because of what they want the truth to be. So it's really kind of fault.
It's the cognitive dissonance thing.
And again,
it's
to call it a fault is a little bit misleading too, because everybody does that
to some degree or another.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest problems is, you know, to get down to it, it's really tough to determine what a lie is in some cases, because people lie to themselves.
Yeah.
So whether a person is intentionally lying is kind of it's out of our reach, because people want certain truths, they will convince themselves of bullshit, and then they start speaking to other people as if it's the truth, and so they may be lying, but they're just spreading around the same lie that they've told themselves.
Well, yeah, I mean that's absolutely
the truth becomes elusive because we're human beings.
Well, okay, not to get too philosophical, but I wanted to talk about lies not in the way of it being related to philosophical truth or philosophical reality or existence or metaphysics.
Because I went straight down to the bottom of like, where if you don't know what the truth is, how can you ever tell the truth intentionally?
Right.
And you don't want to go to that level. I want to talk about the intention, whether or not you're intentionally telling the truth as you know it.
I just want to talk about lies, like. I want to tell some lies. I want you to tell me some. I want to lie. I want to talk about shows like Lie to Me and that TED Talk. I mean, we can and we probably should and we probably will talk about philosophical truth and, you know, what a lie is in that context. But but that is for a longer, more better prepared conversation. Whereas this one, I just want to tell you things like when I had a cat. And I told everybody that the cat was a cougar, and they didn't believe me. It made me very, very sad when they said, "Are you sad?" And I said, "No." That was like two lies. It's actually three lies because I never had a cat. I want to do that kind of thing. That's what I want to talk about.
Well,
I did have a cat once, but it wasn't mine. I took care of it.
And it wasn't a cougar.
It wasn't a cougar. It was a really stupid cat, though. It wasn't stupid. It just wasn't smart. I mean, it didn't have a doctorate in, you know, like, economics or something like that. Does that mean it's stupid? I don't know.
I have a cat, and it has a doctorate in economics.
Oh, see, there you go.
And it's sitting right here on my lap. It has a lot to say about economics, but it's a cat of few words.
I do want to talk about your cat doesn't have a degree in economics. I do want to talk about
just trying to get into the lying thing.
I think
let me try the cock lie again.
Okay.
My dick isn't the most enormous cock in the world.
Should I coach you on lying? I know that's just really arrogant of me, but try this. My cock isn't the longest one in the world.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just going to switch it up now and just say like, yeah, right. Like my cock is the longest one in the world.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like where you're going there. Well, I don't like it.
No, I'm completely missing your point.
No.
Maybe I'm smart enough to be misleading you, and I'm lying with
you. Yeah,
every
and it is the most enormous
lying.
One. Well, there's lies and there's lies, right? I mean, like, you can't possibly know if yours is the most enormous one in the world, right? And your reason for telling me might have lots of different reasons why you would tell me that. But my reason to believe you or not believe you would have lots of other reasons. Like, I might not believe because I'm jealous. I might not believe because I've seen it. I might not believe you because, to me, that has no relevance whatsoever to anything. And that's something I wanted to get into. Lies that are acontextual, that have no, there's no reason to tell a lie, and therefore it doesn't matter if a person believes it or not. Like if I were to tell you, seriously, if I were to say, hey, Joe, guess what? I ate some cereal today. And that's not true. I didn't. But who the fuck cares?
Right. Well, I mean, there might be a reason behind that. You realize that, right? It seems like a completely meaningless lie with there's no benefit, there's no gain to telling the lie. It doesn't do anything. But if someone is a compulsive liar, like the man we're going to meet later, it just becomes a habit. It's just the way that they communicate. It's beyond any benefit or intent.
Right.
They just make shit up, and it comes tumbling out of their face. Right.
And I want to be like that. I wish I could. I'm not even – this is not a lie. Joe, I will lie to you, but I will always tell you after I lied to you that I lied. Just now I did it. I lied to you about that. See? I did it even though I'm not doing it. But my point is this. What is my point? I don't know. I have fantasized literally – I have fantasized about moving to a new town and just doing nothing but lies. That's it. Just like lie to everybody and not the same lie. I'm not talking about telling people, hey, everybody, I'm a doctor. I mean, like I meet somebody at a cafe and they say, what do you want to drink? And I say, I want a black coffee, which is a lie. I hate black coffee, but that's a lie. And they say, oh, here you go. Oh, what? And those, first they'll say, what's your name? I'll say, it's Dave. And the next day they'll say, what do you want? And I'll say, I'd like a kick in the balls. And they say, what's your name? I say, it's Fred. And they know me. They remember me from yesterday. And I just lie. What do you do for a living? I'm a doctor. I have a degree in economics. I don't have a job. I have 5 jobs. What, you know, where do you live? Oh, I don't live here. I own 4 houses. You know, that kind of thing. Just nonstop.
Well, I like this experiment. And depending on your approach is just shatter Scott. Scattershot.
No, I'm going to shatter Scott. Didn't we use that word before on the podcast?
Yeah, I've said that before when trying to say the word that I just tried to say.
Yeah.
But anyway, your approach is just going to be constant and inconsistent lying to everybody all the time.
Yeah, like it's impossible for me to tell the truth. In fact,
like almost like Trump, like you'll say something, you'll contradict yourself by the end of the same sentence. It'll be clear that there's a lie embedded in the sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to make it such that it's – what was I going to say? Literally impossible for me to tell the truth. Like it's – I'm not able to – and to the point, this is what I was going to say. It's so impossible that I can't even tell the same lie twice because there is a little bit of – I mean now I'm getting sort of, if not philosophical, linguistically philosophical if that's the thing. There's a little bit of truth when you tell the same lie twice, right? You say, I ate some cereal today. Really? Yeah, I had some cereal. Well, if the first one's true, then the second one's true. And actually, I can prove that using logic.
Okay.
This is a note. I'm not making this up. This is true. Did you ever take a logic class when you were in college there, when you were in Taco Bell College?
No, but I read a logic book. I don't remember any of it.
Okay. I believe
this
is true.
All of that was true.
So you got the if A, then B, right? And
yes.
If A is true, then the statement if A then B means B is true. Okay?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. If I have a head, I can put a hat on it. That's not a very good example, but whatever, right? But if you have something if A then B, if A is false, then B can be anything. Right? So if I say if dogs can play the tuba, then I've got 3 arms. And that's true. That sentence is true. If dogs can play the tuba, I've got 3 arms. The only way you can prove it not true is to find a dog that can play the tuba and then compare that to my 3 arms. So if I tell a lie and then tell that same lie again, because the first one isn't true, the second one is compared to the first, as long as you think that the first might be, if in the context of saying that, it isn't. Okay?
I understand what you're saying.
And what
if you combine
do,
2 lies in that context in an if-then structure,
yeah.
The sentence, the entire package becomes truth.
Yeah. Did you? I killed a man today. You did? Yeah, I shot him. Now, if I killed a man today, then I shot him. That is true if I killed him, but I didn't, so I didn't. And I want to be the kind of liar in this town I live in where I can't even do that. Like, I can't tell the same lie twice because it would have a kind of truthfulness to it.
My mind goes to the kind of the end game. So like if this – I look at this as an experiment. Are you going to see how quickly all communication breaks down and you are kind of ousted or called out?
No. No.
Okay.
The point
would
be – you're
just going to go and just keep doing it.
Well, the point would be to entertain myself, to tickle myself, to make myself have fun. The point would be to be as creative as possible, to only live creatively, to – depend on no the communication of no truth to structure myself. I would have no constraints, no ties to anything, right? And it would be also
just an exercise in creativity to amuse yourself. Like, yeah.
Yes, okay. But it would also, I think, very effectively show the pointlessness of 99% of the communication that we have. If I go to a Starbucks and I say, and they say, what do you want? And I lie, and then I take what they give me, what has happened? Nothing. Now, if I go to a Starbucks and they say, what do you want? And I tell them the truth, and they give it to me, what has happened? Nothing. There's no usefulness to that absolutely at all whatsoever. Nothing is accomplished. Nothing. The only thing that's happened is the heat death of the universe has gotten that much closer. That's it. And that would be the point. Lies have, or truth has no meaning, and therefore all truth is a lie.
And we have boiled it down to
the philosophical total nihilism. Thing. Yeah. No, I'm being stupid for the fun of it. Do you lie, Joe? Are you a liar? You tell a lot of lies. You lying? You a liar?
I lied a lot more when I was young, mm-hmm. and I've thought about this now as a Taco Bell manager. Like, why do people lie? And do they lie to themselves and then they lie to others? And that, like, the motives behind all this are crazy. But for instance, when you're a kid, though, a lot of times maybe you're lying just to, like, look cool. Sure. Or you're lying to get out of trouble.
Yeah.
Or to, this is akin to looking cool, but to, like, impress a chick or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
When you're young. Can you think of any other motives? I mean, just personal motives to lie.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you are lying not just to look cool, but again, you're lying to yourself because you're in denial about something.
Okay.
And it's, so you're just kind of, you're scared of a certain reality. And so you're building a lie to climb up on top of to save yourself. And that's kind of sad. But I mean, these are all, I think human beings in general tend to lie for these reasons.
Yes. Do you think that we could?
I've tried very, very hard to be honest as I grew older, and to be like, okay, you know, you don't need to lie. And I mean, it's still, I think maybe if there were enough trouble around the corner, I might try to lie my way out of it. But like with my wife, I try my best not to mm-hmm. like lie myself out of an argument or out of some disappointment. Mm. I just, you know, I tell the truth, it's better in the long run. But yeah. And one of the things is that when I was young, I decided, well, you know, instead of like embellishing who you really are and telling stories to impress people, why don't you just try to live kind of an extraordinary life, and okay. and then you'll get the attention that you crave, because yeah. you've achieved certain accomplishments and people will give you deserved attention. I've moved on even from that, where like that doesn't sit right with me, where like I, you know, later on I decided, no, I need to have these accomplishments just for kind of personal satisfaction, mm-hmm. or the process of achieving things becomes personally satisfying, and maybe sharing that with other people is nice, but mm-hmm. if all you're doing is living for the attention of other people. I think when I was very young, I was focused on just trying to get attention. I was very needy.
Yeah. It's interesting, not to psychoanalyze you, but I think so far we haven't really broached the idea of the amorality of lying. I mean, it's sort of been in there. It's sort of accepted and taken for granted, but mm-hmm. You were saying you wanted to move away from lying to impress people, and then you moved to, you know, lead an extraordinary life to impress people. The end goal is the same, and shit, lying's way easier. So there must have been a reason why you said, okay, I'm not going to lie anymore, and it's probably because you thought lying was bad.
Well, the morality of lying is that's, I should have been explicit about it, but the fact is, it doesn't feel right. It's not moral. You know, whatever you want, whatever your end goal is, mm-hmm. to lie to get there is not, simply not right.
It just doesn't
feel right.
On that, with that idea, I was going to ask you if you think people, if we could boil all lies down to the same thing we boiled all murder down to, which I think was money, sex, and revenge, right? And with lying, we say, okay, well, you know, people are willing to be amoral when they lie for mm-hmm. those three things, and very broad, very, very broad definitions of those three things. And then if it's not one of those things, those three things, then when the person lies, they don't think that they're being amoral. I mean, we've all had instances where we tell a lie and someone will say, well, lying is wrong. You say, yeah, well, in that instance, it wasn't, right? We talk about the white lie and the polite lie and the, you know, lie for convenience, right?
Like, right. But I think you're right. There's lies, I think, have maybe just a handful of motives, mm-hmm. just like murder.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like if my mom cooked my wife a meal and it sucked and it was just terrible, and my mm-hmm. wife was like, this is good.
Oh. Yeah.
How amoral is that lie?
Well, here's the thing. You know, we could say, we could get deep in there and we could say, what your wife is really saying is, and you know, your wife can speak for herself, but what she wants to communicate to the other person is, it's not that what you do is done well. It's that you did it, that it's good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if somebody you don't like makes you a meal, right? Then you say, look, you're the one that made it, so I don't care how good it tastes. I'm going to tell you that I'm not enjoying this. But if you make something that tastes like crap, I'm going to tell you that it's good because I want you to feel good because I feel good because you did something for me. And that's how the morality of it like gets rebuilt up, right? Or how about this situation? I think that it's not only morally okay, but I think it's appropriate and sometimes even necessary to lie to people who are asking things they should not be asking. Now, I'm putting the morality on the asking, not on the responding, right? Like if someone said to you, hey, man, you ever shit your pants? And it's like, okay, I could tell you the truth, but it's none of your goddamn business. And so I'm going to tell you
so
no.
So there's an example of when lying is completely morally acceptable.
I think it's morally imperative. It's a moral imperative.
Morally imperative, okay.
Yeah, because they don't deserve – people should not be – I think – I'm going to put morality on this. I don't think that you know, the truth is so morally compulsive that – it must be used against a person. I mean, it's in the freaking Constitution, right? You don't have to answer a question that will implicate yourself, right?
Right.
That's the law. If someone said, did you murder him? You can say, not going to answer that question. Because if I tell you the truth, you'll throw me in jail. And if I lie, you'll hold me in contempt. So, not going to answer the question, right? But you don't get away with that in normal society. You can't say, I plead the fifth, because people say, oh, well, then I know the answer, right? You did shit yourself. So you just lie to them because it's not your fucking business, right? Because if you respond to every uncomfortable question or every every inappropriate question with none of your business, that's tantamount to saying your suspicions are correct. Which is in those cases when I love to just go fucking crazy with the lie. You know what I'm saying? And someone said to me, hey, have you ever had non-consensual sex with a goat? I'm like, okay, look, first of all, goats, what are they? I could be a goat. You're a goat. One time when I was 5 and I was at a goat farm eating fried chicken and just do all the things that you're not supposed to do but give away lying, like using a lot of details and being what's another technique liars use? They are strictly chronological. They don't jump around. They're very, very sure to keep things while overly detailed. Those details are not relevant, so they get caught on those. They can say, oh, yeah, all right, fine. I was eating fried chicken. It was baked chicken, whatever. You got me, you know.
This might not be a tell, but isn't there supposed to be some sort of imbued emotion, like to sell it, to sell the lie?
Yeah.
See, but people do that when they tell the truth, too, so it's not – that's not a tell, really.
This lady said that she suggested that these lies that people tell when they really hold on to them will have inconsistent emotions. They'll say, oh, I'm really upset about this, but they're not. And there'll be different kinds of upset where if somebody was genuinely upset, it's the same kind of upset. If you accuse somebody of lying, they're going to be very angry. Not very, but they're going to be angry with you consistently. Whereas if they are lying, they're going to be both angry because they're faking it and then not. And then they're angry again and then not and that kind of thing. So I'm willing for a person to know that I'm lying to them. I'm happy with that. I will show them contempt. If someone says to me, hey, man, have you ever – let me ask you this question. Have you ever worn another woman's panties on your head? I'm like, you know, I'm going to tell you some things that are going to convince you that I am lying my ass off because I want you to know how I think of that question. And I want you to know – yeah.
And in that way, you're clearly communicating.
Yeah.
By lying.
By lying, yeah. I like to lie by telling the truth, and I like to tell the truth by lying. Yeah. Yeah. I love lying. I lie all the time. I'm lying now. I'm lying down. I'm not lying down. I'm in a chair. I'm not in a chair.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, though, like you and or like anybody else, you have probably told lies that were just that maybe you regretted.
No.
Or like or you were doing it for maybe a cowardly reason or an embarrassing reason.
Well, cowardly, embarrassing, I don't regret those either because I'm a coward and I was embarrassed. So mission accomplished, right?
Okay, you're sticking to your guns here.
I am. I'm sticking to, like, really, I really do. I will boil down every lie I've ever told to you don't need that information, which means that I am a very megalomaniacal, arrogant, self-involved prick, right? Because I think, no, I'm the only one who deserves the truth. Fuck you, people, if you think you can ask me these questions. Did I cheat on my taxes? You didn't deserve the money in the first place. Invading Iran. No, I didn't cheat. I just didn't file correctly. It was a mistake. It's not my fault. You know, that kind of thing.
How do you feel about, like, again, when I think about lying, I think about the lies of my youth, like, you know, lying to teachers, lying to your parents. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that that's all kind of morally sound?
Well, no. I mean, is it morally sound? When I lie, it's morally sound. If other people lie, it's not. And when people lie to me, it's evil. So take that to the Taco Bell. Make a gordita out of it.
Got it.
We're at minute 31, by the way. And I know you gave me a lot of clips. Do we have time to do those? Do you want to wait? What's the...
Oh, we can jump into it. Okay. Do you have... I don't have an ad or anything. Do we have anything to pay? Okay.
No. We've been... last few ads we've done, apparently, I told them I charged them too much. So we're set for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This podcast, well, when you think about it, is a lie, though.
I did want to touch on that before we go into this to this thing that might be consensual the rest touch. Of the fucking show.
Okay.
The fact is, there's so many lies. We've done many, many episodes of this show, and it's really based in lies.
Yeah.
And the core at the core of this show is a swirling, just incomprehensible mess of lies. Yeah. And but I do not feel, and this goes along with what you were saying, there's nothing amoral about our show and the fact that it is a huge lie, a collection of lies.
Right.
And because this ties back to what you were saying, this show, because it is based on lies, allows us to be just unburdened and completely creative in every way.
Yes.
Though, because the show is basically a big lie, fact is a lot of what we say is the truth, but it can't, if we're doing this right, it can't quite be untangled from the lies.
Well, a lot of people know us
and they listen to the show and they realize what some of it, true, that's bullshit, that's also bullshit, that might be bullshit, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If you don't know us, you just don't know. I guess some things are just obviously lies, like if like when I said that my cat has an advanced degree in economics. Right. Or is it true?
Or is it? Well, I think that, you know, go look at the to the audience member. Go look at the Wikipedia entry for lie. It's very, very long, very in-depth. It's actually quite fascinating and picks up on some nuances I'd never thought about. But it reiterates time and again the intention, right? What's the intention? Is it an intentional lie, right? And that's what I'm getting at with the whole morality suggestion. Our podcast is a lie, but we have no real intention here other than to make ourselves giggle. We are not trying to hurt anyone's feelings. We're certainly not trying to control anybody, steal their money, not trying to have sex with anybody in particular,
not trying to avoid any unpleasantness,
right
really.
And I think that most importantly, the lie that is our podcast is not something we're forcing on anyone. Now, I'm willing to lie and put, like, you know, someone said, what's your show about? It's like, it's a deep political discussion which investigates the ramification of feminism in a post-neutral universe. I don't know. I'm making shit up. I'll do that, but I won't do that. But I will. But I won't. And that's my point.
And that's true.
And that is so very true. Exactly. What I'm getting at is that I do draw the line at lying to get to get things from people that they do not want to give away. I will lie to keep things from people that they want to have, right? But I won't lie to take things from people because, you know, using a person's will against themselves, that's evil. We did a whole podcast about it. Let's move on.
Well, really quick, though.
Yeah.
Break this down because sweet baby Jason Christ.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's part of raising kids to lie to them.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to get your – when it comes to your communication with your child,
yeah.
How does lying fit in to that?
Well, he's only almost four. He's three. He's almost four. And I tell all the lies that parents tell to their kids. It's just the way it is. And I defy any parent to come to me and say – oh, I refuse to tell a single lie to my child. Well, then either your child is going to hate you forever or you're going to be one fucked up individual because you can't communicate to somebody who does not share the same vocabulary as you do, and they don't. You have to lie. It's the only way you can get them to understand things, right? You tell them, like, if you tell them, okay, the reason why we're giving you this, you have to eat this food is because, and you break it all down. They're not going to understand a word you say. But if you say, the reason I eat this food because if you don't, mommy will die. They get that, and then they eat.
Right.
And as my kid gets older...
Well, let's face it. Some kids, as they develop, there are some truths that they're not able to process. And it's kind of just cruel to lay a super harsh truth that they should be protected from right on top of their heads.
It so falls some under of it the umbrella
kind.
Of... Yeah. It falls under the umbrella of information they don't need. And yeah, I'm being... really a jerk by making that call, but he's my kid, right? And if you want to know if when he's older and can take this stuff, if I'm going to keep lying to him, yes, I will. I will lie to him for the rest of his life. And I hope he becomes a very, very good liar too, because, and a lot of people who are listening to this podcast, I mean, the one person may say to me, oh, you are an asshole and now I hate you. And that's something I would like to discuss in person. Please don't hate me, but I do think that lying can make the world way better than it is. The whole business about, well, I'm just being honest, is like, no, you're not. You're being an asshole. The truth sucks. And lying...
Well, some people use that. They use the whole, well, I'm being honest thing. That's what you're saying. People use that as an excuse to be harsh and to be hurtful. And they're not being honest with themselves, really, I think in a lot of cases there.
Well, yeah, they're misusing the truth or they're using what they're calling the truth to justify imposing misery on other people. And it's like, I would know. I would much rather lie to a person and make them feel good because my intentions are pure. I want you to feel good. I do. And I don't think telling you that you really suck at what you do is going to make you feel good. You seem to be happy at it. And who knows, maybe I'm not that much of an expert. So you ask me, hey, did you like that fish cake I made? I'm going to say, yeah, it was great. I barfed from being so happy. I barfed for hours. I was so happy. I'm going to say that.
Well, I do want to say, though, after all of this, like, hey, lying ain't so bad type of conversation, I've been on board with you the whole time. But I do think that when it comes to a kind of evaluating yourself and if you're really close with someone, getting feedback from them about who you are and your behavior and stuff like that, honesty really comes into play. And like, with me and my wife, like, I try to be honest with her and kind at the same time. I don't need to be honest in a harsh way. And she doesn't need to do that for me. But see, she'll tell me the truth, and it'll sting a little bit, and it allows me to trust her. So when she evaluates me in a positive way, I can take that and process it in a productive way and be like, okay, this is a good thing. This is a good behavior, or this is a good trait. Mm-hmm. And really consider someone's feedback, but only if you maintain a certain kind of standard of honesty with yourself and with people that you're close with, it can be a productive thing.
Well, that's,
so there's my argument for being as truthful as you.
We mentioned, and I do want to belabor the point, and you got stuff to do, so I'll try to wrap this up, but you bring up the aspect of trust, which is part of this whole thing. I was thinking about the boy who cries wolf thing, right? You know that story? Mm-hmm. Everyone knows the story. If you don't know the story, Anyway, he cries wolf and people come running. Then he does it again and people come running. And he does it again and people stop coming, right? Here's what I want to know, right? He has lost their trust, okay?
Yeah.
But I think in the real world, if like he lived in a real village, there's going to be a few people who are going to keep going back anyway. They're going to say, we don't trust you to be telling the truth. But we don't also trust you to be joking every single time. There might be a time when there is a wolf, right? And so just because a person doesn't have your trust doesn't mean that everything you tell them – I'm getting my people confused. But just because someone doesn't trust you doesn't mean that they have to interpret everything you say as a lie. Trust just means that they have to evaluate everything that you say on its own. And if we're talking about a wolf that's going to come in a village and possibly eat people – you're going to have to run out there every single time.
You have to. But that's the thing. That's my argument for honesty. And because the boy who cried wolf is a pain in the fucking ass. And he's wasting everyone's time.
Yes. But if he cries wolf five times and there's no wolf, and then the sixth time there is a wolf and no one runs out there and that wolf goes and kills somebody, whose fault is it? Is it the little boy's? No. The little boy didn't kill anybody. It's the fault of the people who didn't keep checking, or, this is the best part of the story, didn't give the fucking job to someone else. Jesus Christ, the guy's bad at it. He keeps screaming wolf. Get someone else, for fuck's sake.
Put somebody else on wolf watch.
Jesus.
And okay. I also want to say, there are a lot of people out there, this is a disturbing pathology, where people are not suicidal, but they pull the suicide card all the time.
Yeah.
To either, you know, to kind of like play the sick role and be coddled and be attended to. And the way that our society is set up, when somebody does that, you pretty much have to take them seriously, just like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
And so everyone's time is wasted. And so somebody that gets into that pattern of just pulling the I'm depressed, I'm going to kill myself card, they are a huge drain on everyone's energy. Yes. Just like the shitty boy who should not be saddled with the job of wolf watch.
Right. But anybody in your life who says, I'm going to commit suicide, you have to take them seriously, even if you're 99% sure that they're just using it to get pity. And if you don't want to take them seriously, you have to make the very reasonable call to say, I'm no longer going to respond to you. I you're not in my life anymore. For lots of reasons. Oh, well, if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. That may be. But I am telling you now, I am not going to respond. I don't want you to kill yourself, but I'm also not going to take responsibility. And even if you do, that has nothing to do with me, because I'm out. And that's the speech you give, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you can do a whole podcast about suicide if you want. I don't think we should, but we could.
Well, I kind of saw this coming, that maybe a big portion of this show would be kind of a serious talk.
We only got 17 minutes left.
It was my fault.
It's not your fault. But nothing's your fault.
Maybe it was.
Also, your ass does not look big.
But I want to shake it up here. You want to play a game?
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
All right. So I met this guy.
Let's see if I have a play a game sound thing.
Fuck you, Joey.
No, I don't.
Oh, man. All right, so I met this guy. He's a pathological liar. Yeah. I learned that very quickly just hearing him tell stories. And his name is Red Harrington.
Okay.
And a lot of people call him Red Harry.
Okay.
His full name is, I wrote it down here, is Red Harrington Donald Keith Robin Johnson. I texted you the name, a.k.a. Can you read the name?
Okay, I'm going to read right now. Here we go. Red Harry Don Keith Robin Johnson.
Yeah, okay. That kind of rolls off the tongue. Anyway, that's the guy's name.
Red Harry Don Keith Robin Johnson. Okay.
Yeah. And so Red Harry, we'll call this game Mystery Time with Red Harry. And what I decided to do with him is I invited him over and I said, here, just tell me a bunch of whoppers about me. Pretend that you know me.
Yeah.
Just tell a bunch of stories from my life, right?
Yeah.
And so I had him record all these stories.
Okay.
And then I said, now I'm going to give you a handful of stories that are true.
Okay.
And I had him record those stories, too.
Okay, yeah.
So we're going to do three rounds of this. And have you ever heard of that game called Two Truths and a Lie?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play that game, except it's going to be two lies and a truth.
Oh. Right? So instead of like fuck, marry, kill, it's more like bake a cake for handshake, kill. No, wait, that's not a really good. Anyway.
well, let me explain. Yeah. You'll hear three stories. There'll be three rounds. Okay. Right? Three rounds. You'll hear three stories from Red Harry.
Yeah.
And they're all about me.
Yeah.
And two of them are lies. Okay. And one of them is true.
And I have to guess the truth one.
Right. And you want to guess the truth one.
Okay.
So right. What's first? We'll start with the first one is called Boner Coat Hanger.
All right. Here we go.
One night, Joe was at a house party. His hands were full, literally. He had a beer in one hand and his jacket in the other. Suddenly, Joe realized he had an obvious boner. So he held his jacket over his inappropriate crotch and waited for things to calm down. But the boner wouldn't quit. Just then, one of Joe's friends walked up and introduced him to the guy who was throwing the party. The guy reached out to shake Joe's hand. Joe let go of his jacket for the handshake, but the jacket just hung there on his boner. After saying hello, Joe's hand casually returned to the jacket, and no one seemed to realize what had just happened.
Okay,
so that's one.
Yeah.
The second entry is called LL Cool J. Okay.
One night, Joe was hanging out at his friend's house with a bunch of strangers. He hit it off with a pretty girl, and one thing led to another. Joe took the pretty girl into his friend's bedroom, and after they had sexual intercourse, he tied up the splooge-filled condom and left it on his friend's dresser. From that point on, he was known as LL Cool J, which stood for Load Lever Cool Joe.
Okay.
All right, so that's number two.
Yeah.
All right, number three is called Butt Prints on a Birthday Cake.
Here we go.
One night, Joe was at a birthday celebration. When the cake came out and everyone was singing, Joe got a brilliant idea. Just before the birthday boy was about to blow out the candles, Joe pulled out his ass and farted on the cake. A fireball shot in the air, and Joe lost his balance, dipping his butt cheeks into the icing. Suddenly, there were perfect butt prints on the birthday cake. The room smelled like burnt poop, and the celebration was ruined.
All right.
So there's the first round.
Yeah, it's the first round. Okay.
Okay, so I want you to guess now. Okay. Which one of these is true? Two of those is a lie.
Yeah.
And one of them is the truth.
About I'm going me. With LL Cool J is the truth.
You are correct.
All right. Yay. All right.
Good, next good the, job.
Do you want me to tell you why I think that or not?
Yeah, sure. That okay. seemed too easy. I really thought maybe you would have a little more trouble with that, but you got it. Have I told you that story before? Tell us why you
okay, so the... The LL Cool J story had I sort of remembered a little bit, maybe, but that might just have been wishful thinking. Boner Coat Rack 1, I have been in a situation where I've had an enormous boner, and nope, you can't hang a coat off of it if you're wearing pants. If you're not wearing pants, yeah, maybe. So I just didn't believe the veracity of the story.
Yeah, but didn't I tell you that my penis isn't the most enormous cock in the world?
Yeah. And then
anyway, okay, so that's impossible. Very good. And what then, about butt prints on a birthday cake? What was wrong with that?
The fireball. I can picture you as a youth saying, "Oh, this would be a funny fart," but getting a fireball to shoot off from a flame is not easy. It has to be a very specific kind of fart, and it has to be a very significantly.
It's
close
not easy, flame. But why? What? How could you doubt me? Like, come on! If anybody can. Fart a birthday cake into flames, it's me, man, right?
Yeah, I'm just
anyway,
saying let's go on.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
Okay, so the next round, here we go. Why don't you start with midget in a bar fight.
Midget in a bar fight.
One night, Joe was at a bar and an epic fight broke out. There was blood and broken glass flying through the air, and Joe just wanted to escape before he got killed. Joe noticed a midget hiding in the corner. He grabbed the little man and used him as a human shield to push his way through the crowd and out onto the sidewalk. He sat the little man down and began apologizing profusely for his cowardly behavior. The midget grabbed Joe by the hand and said, "Don't apologize, man. I think you just saved my life.
Okay. So there's entry one.
Yeah.
Second one is bushfire.
Bushfire. Cigarette bushfire?
Cigarette bushfire.
One night, Joe was getting ready to go out on the town, and one of his roommates was in the shower. This roommate had a bad habit of walking around the house naked in front of everybody. Just as expected, the roommate got out of the shower and started walking around with his ding-dong hanging out. Joe was in the living room smoking a cigarette, and as his roommate walked by, Joe flicked the cigarette onto the man's pubes, causing a bushfire. After splashing a glass of water on his dick, the man never spoke to Joe again. Neither did he walk around naked in the house.
Okay.
All right.
Entry two.
Yeah.
All right. Entry three is a lint remover sex toy.
All right, here we go.
One night, Joe found an electric lint remover in his girlfriend's bedroom. You know, the ones with the little fans inside? Well, anyway, Joe was making fun of his girlfriend, joking that she probably used this thing as a sex toy. Joe turned the little machine on and stuck it down his pants, simulating female masturbation. The lint remover cut a chunk out of his penis, squirting penis blood all over his injured penis. Joe learned that day not to make fun of his girlfriend.
All right, I'm going with lint remover sex toys, the true one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. Am I disappointing you, or...
No, I'm kind of impressed.
Okay.
I think the midget in a bar... By the way, midget in a bar fight is a story that your dad told me, and
really?
He was pretending that it was true. He had to give it up at the end. He was like, no, I didn't use a midget to get out of a bar fight.
Yeah. See, midgets are way heavier than just grab one and use him as a shield. Also, I know you're not that kind of guy. I don't care how bloody the bar fight is. You're not the kind of guy who would do that to another human being. Also, I think if that story were really true, you would have mentioned the midget earlier. Like, it wouldn't have been, oh, I just happened to notice a midget. It would have been like, and so I remember the midget.
I remember, you know, the midget I was talking to early.
Yeah. And then again, I'm not buying that a flicked cigarette would set pubes, boom, right on fire, especially just cleaned ones. They're probably still a little bit moist. Nor do I believe that the roommate...
Okay.
Nor do I believe that the roommate would just be like, oh, well, I'm not going to do this again. I think the roommate would be pissed off and be like, do it more often. So, that's my rationale.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I know, I'm being a
dick. Now, again, these are lies told by Red Harry.
Yeah.
But you're actually finding why these stories are impossible, or they don't fit my personality,
right,
one or the other, so far.
So far, though, I'll say this. None of the stories have been 100% impossible. It could happen. It just doesn't seem likely that a fart on a birthday cake would, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm sure somebody could always say, hey, man, listen to your show. First of all, put your clothes back on. Second of all, I'll get out of your bathroom when I'm ready. Third of all, I once farted on a birthday cake. Fireball.
Right.
I'll be like,
well,
thanks.
Okay. So,
and you know who that someone was?
But you do find it it believable that I would put a lint remover down my pants and mutilate my own dick.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've done it. Shoot. Okay. Who hasn't? Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
That was a bad day. Okay. So here's the final round. This is actually moving a little bit quicker than I thought it would.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with... Sorry about this.
Can you walk us through it?
Thank you. Okay, let's go with Janeway's daughter.
Ah, you named it something else.
Oh, yeah, it's Star Trek boobs.
Okay, that's what I figured.
One night, Joe was hanging out with a pretty girl he had met that day. One thing led to another, and Joe found himself fooling around with this girl on the couch. They went to sleep in each other's arms, and in the morning... The girl told Joe an interesting story. I was adopted, she said, but last week I learned who my real mother is, and I got to meet her. Wow, Joe said. That must have been kind of weird. Weirder than you think, she said. It turns out my mom is Kate Mulgrew. Wow, Joe said. Wait, who is Kate Mulgrew? It's the captain from Star Trek Voyager. Wow. I can't believe I felt Captain Janeway's daughter's boobs, Joe said. But he didn't say that to her. He said it to himself in the bathroom mirror 20 minutes later.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So there's that one. And then there's a butt umbrella.
One night, Joe was looking for a video rental at Blockbuster with some of his friends. He was being a slob that night, walking around in public in his sweatpants with his ass hanging out. When Joe got home with his movie rental, he noticed that there was a cocktail umbrella stuck in his plumber's crack. No one confessed to the crime, and to this day, Joe still doesn't know who planted the bumbrella.
Bumbrella. All right.
And then there's one more, and that's ice hole balls.
One night, Joe was tripping acid with his friends. A guy named Ben grabbed an ice cube from the freezer and held it up for all to see. "Gather around, everyone," Ben said, "and watch as I turn this jagged ice cube into a smooth, translucent sphere." He then pulled down his pants, got on his hands and knees, and popped the cube into his anus. Seconds later, a perfect ice ball slowly protruded from his asshole. Joe's nose began to bleed, and he puked in the sink.
Okay. Well, I'm going with Star Trek boobs is the truth.
Yes, that is the truth.
All right. It's 3-3.
Yeah. But here's the problem. The last round?
They were all true?
Yeah, you got it.
Ah, okay.
Man, this game is way too fucking easy. And I must have spent like 5 hours just sitting with Red Harry putting this together.
No, setting it up.
You just know me way too well. And like, see, that's the thing. I can't lie to you. You can,
because I'm a willing accomplice. So the Janeway boobs thing just sounds so Joe. From the, the girl and you fell asleep in each other's arms, and then she woke up and she told you the story, and you saying, "Who is this person?" And then in the mirror saying it to yourself over and over again. That's just all Joe right there. I didn't believe, so, you know, you get credit for this. I did not believe the ice hole balls one because you don't just pop ice cubes into your asshole. I don't care what you're tripping on. Nothing gets popped into an asshole. I mean, you can maybe get some things up there, but it takes a little bit of work. And the fact that
Can I tell you from my perspective, yeah? It seemed that he had popped it into his ass. Now,
well, if you were tripping balls.
I was on acid.
Yeah.
So that's it seemed like, whoa, it just went right up his ass.
Yeah.
You know? And I really was disturbed. I can still envision this ice ball just coming. That's another thing. It came slowly. It kind of like, you know, like the head of a baby during childbirth, like started coming out. And I did, my nose started bleeding. Tim Edian was there for this.
Okay.
We can talk to him about it at some point.
That'd be a good idea.
He laughed really hard when me witnessing that made my nose bleed and then made me barf. He thought that was great.
You know, the first thing that comes to my mind when you tell that, when you mention that is, I don't know why, but you say a guy poop out a perfectly round ice cube ball, makes your nose bleed, and also your dad feeds you certain foods, tells you a funny joke, and you barf through your nose. I don't know why those things go together, but for me, they do.
Well, see, right away, you were like, wait, all three of these are true.
Well, because of the sentence you said. You said, well, as a matter of fact. And so as soon as you said
I did get that.
Yeah, that was because I'm a cynic. The butt umbrella, I'm going to be honest with you. If you had told me that one first, I would have believed that because, and this is a really, really shitty thing on my part and will get me in trouble, but in the first three, it was the second one, and the second three was the third one, so that just leaves the first one for the first three, for the last three that are true. Now, they were all true, so.
See, now I did think about that.
Yeah. But they were all true, I would have been right no matter what I picked, but I was also wrong to not have said, oh, they're all true. But then butt umbrella, see, I'm thinking he would know. He would feel it before he got back home, but apparently not.
I didn't.
So,
no. Didn't know. That was really funny for everybody involved. And I am convinced that it was one of my friends, and they all just sat around laughing.
Yeah.
Never tell me who it was. Yeah. But maybe it was just a stranger in the Blockbuster that happened to have an umbrella and decided to pop it in there. Anyway.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Did you say it was a napkin or an actual umbrella? Like a little cocktail umbrella?
Oh, a little... Did I say cocktail napkin this time?
Maybe that's what I thought I heard. I could have just been... Well, when you go and listen to the show again, tell us next week.
Oh, my God. Did I say cocktail napkin? Did Red Harry say cocktail napkin?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. That sucks.
No, it's probably me. You said cocktail. I was looking at pictures of Karen Gillan on Pinterest, and I just finished the sentence in my head. So, it's my bad. That's a lie, anyway. By the way. I was not looking at pictures of Karen Gillan on Pinterest. I have done that before, so this is one of those lies that could have been true, but this time it's not. Not true.
Well, I think one of the final images for our listener to hold in their mind is just a cocktail umbrella stuck in a butt crack.
Yeah. I think so. I guess it depends
on
how
big it
is.
I'm going to ask you, please, not to create that image for the show.
Oh, dude. I already got... No promises. Okay, I mean, I won't. This is a show about lies, right? I won't. I'm not going to do that. Next week, I was hoping we could talk about... Unless you already had an idea. Do you already have an idea for next week?
No, I don't have anything. What do you got?
I want to do parody. I want to talk about parody in general. I mean, like, satire and parody. Our favorite parodies. I want us to parody one another.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already got ideas. Like, some of the characters you do, some of the characters I do, I want us to do the other person's, but parody it, right? Because we do want to do the swap show where we do a straight, like... honestly do the other guy's bit, but I also want us to parody one another. I think it'll be a little bit easier and a little less work, and I want to talk about, like,
this will kind of be the warm-up to the full switcheroo
kind
episode.
Of that part of it, yeah. But I want to talk about Airplane and Monty Python and Weird Al Yankovic, you know. I'm going to talk about porn parodies.
Look, man, I could go on forever about Naked Gun.
Exactly, yeah. So let's do that next week. And then also, I kind of like the idea of, if we're not too caught up in what we're talking about, using the last few minutes to talk about what we're going to do next week.
We kind of do that naturally.
Sometimes. I feel it's very podcasty, you know? It's a really podcasty thing to do. Next week on JVC, we'll be talking about...
Actually, listening back to the episodes, sometimes we do that, and it's a lie. Seriously, we've done that a few times. Hey, you know what's a good idea? And then we're both like, oh, yeah, that's cool. So next week on JVC, and then it's next week, and we're talking about, like, fucking murder or something.
Fucking
so,
murder. Yeah.
But this time I think we can do it.
Okay. That's what I wanted to do. It will be summer by then.
Okay.
Right? I don't know what to say about that other than it will be. A friend of mine tried to explain to her 5-year-old that tomorrow, we're recording on Thursday night, folks who are listening to this later, on the 20th, trying to explain to her daughter how tomorrow is going to be the longest day of the year. And her daughter's like, all days are the same length. It's just, that's a nice story.
Hey, man, you're going to be here in Davenport in a while, huh?
Yeah, less than a month now. I can't wait. It's basically the only thing keeping me alive. Look, I'm not going to cry wolf about committing suicide, but Joe, things have been tough lately. That's a lie, but I'm going to run with it. It's been really tough, and you're allowing me to come visit you and the crew. Only thing keeping that knife away from my jugular. I don't know where my jugular is. Do you know where it is? I'm not sure which one is my jugular.
It's a big vein in your throat.
Yeah, I know what it is. I just don't know where it is. I don't know where.
Well, don't look for it with a knife blade.
I'm not going to. No, I'm going to see you guys first. Don't worry, I won't kill myself when I'm at your house. And that's the truth.
I don't care if you kill yourself.
Okay.
I lied. See?
You know what's another show we do sometimes where we lie a lot? The show where we fight. I want to do another fight show. Those are great. Because it's all a lie. I love you, man. I would never fight with you. Wait a minute.
That's true. I think we should try that again. I think we've done it a couple times, and I think we could boil it down to a really good format with good topics and really get that shit moving.
Yeah. We should, because that show's a lie. And anytime we say anything that offends someone, that thing we just said was a lie. Listen,
I can
JVC.
Think of one time we were fighting and you started talking shit about Pixar and Tom Hanks, and, like, it was clearly a lie.
No.
But when you say you hate the Beatles... not sure.
No?
If that's true or not.
Can you shout something? We're almost done. I don't want to talk about stuff now. All right. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Star Trek moves!